Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
2024 has probably been the worst year for Boeing's reputation since the company was founded many, many decades ago. A door blew out mid-air in January, and only this week it emerged that safety inspectors at the plane maker didn't carry out their work on the new 787 Dreamliner aircraft. On top of that, the BBC has spoken to whistleblowers outlining corners being cut at companies which supply Boeing. And the business correspondent who has been across this story for months is the BBC's Theo Leggett. Good morning, Theo.
Good morning, Joe.
Let's remind people briefly about the annus horribilis that this year has been thus far for Boeing.
Okay, well, it started badly. In early January, a brand new 737 MAX was taking off from Portland International Airport. And a few minutes into the flight, an unused door blew out of the aircraft and an entire panel came off, leaving basically a gaping hole in the side of the plane. Now, nobody was hurt badly, fortunately. But if that incident had happened just a few minutes later into the flight, when people wouldn't have been strapped into their seats, they'd have been walking around and the pressure differential between the outside air and the inside of the aircraft would have been much greater, it could have been a very nasty incident indeed. So that focused a lot of attention on Boeing. And remember, this is a company that 5 years ago went through, if you can describe it as that, an even worse year due to two accidents involving the same type of aircraft, the 737 MAX, one of them in Indonesia, one of them in Ethiopia. They both crashed, 346 people died. At the time, there was a huge amount of focus on Boeing. The cause of those accidents was faulty software, but there was an awful lot of criticism that the root cause of the incidents were Boeing's corporate culture and its insistence on maximizing production above all else. Now, this incident focused attention back on Boeing's culture. So FAA regulators, that's the Federal Aviation Administration in the United States, stepped in, did an audit of Boeing, decided that production standards at its own plant and at that of its supplier, Spirit Aerosystems, were lacking. The company was given 90 days to come up with a plan to sort all of this out. And then things have kept on happening. There was a group of whistleblowers had an audience in the US Congress where they were heavily critical of the company. We've heard just over the past few days, Boeing admitting that crucial inspections on electrical fasteners on the 787 were missing, carried out.
And you've been speaking to a whistleblower, someone who worked for Spirit Aero, which supplies key components to Boeing.
Yes, Spirit Aerosystems, it may not be a household name, but it's a very major company. It makes the fuselages for the 737 MAX, so the main bit of the plane. And that means that conditions in that factory are just as important as they are in Boeing's factory in Washington State, for example. Now, the man I've been talking to, Santiago Paredes, he worked as a quality inspector, a lead quality inspector. He had a team of people working with him at the end of that production line. And he says he regularly found between 50 and 200 defects on planes that were reaching the end of the production line. And although he tried to do his best to have those sorted out, he came under pressure from managers on the production line to ignore them. And he insists that faulty fuselages were getting through to Boeing. This is what he had to say.
The whole time we were there, Boeing knowingly knew that Spirit was sending fuselages with many defects, many of them, you know, bad. They knew that. They were aware of it. And Spirit was wrong for sending defective fuselages, but at the same time, Boeing was also wrong for accepting them.
Now, that is Santiago Paredes, who used to work for Spirit Aero. Now, what have Boeing been saying, or Spirit for that matter, in relation to this?
Well, these specific allegations were against Spirit, and I approached them, and what they said to me was that they strongly disagree with Mr. Paredes's allegations, and they'll fight them vigorously. Incidentally, they're also fighting a lawsuit in the United States brought by Spirit's own investors, in which some of the same allegations appear, and it also says it will fight that lawsuit vigorously. I approached Boeing as well, because of the allegation that faulty fuselages were getting through and Boeing wasn't doing anything about them. Boeing won't comment publicly on this, but people within the company have told me that it's working with Spirit, working very hard to sort this out, and has had some success in reducing the number of faulty fuselages being shipped. Spirit Aerosystems, it's worth mentioning, is in a difficult position. It's losing hundreds of millions of dollars every month, and it looks as though it's going to be taken up over completely by Boeing somewhere in the near future.
Now, is Boeing going to recover from this? We are in a world whereby there's huge demand for air travel. It looks as if it's only going one way, and that's up. But Boeing are, you know, their reputational damage could be long lasting.
The reputational damage will be long-lasting, but the market needs Boeing. There are only two major manufacturers of large aircraft out there at the moment, Airbus and Boeing. There's a third manufacturer in China, but it's still pretty small scale. And Airbus can't cope with this on its own. So Boeing will survive, but it's going to have to change. And we're already seeing signs of that. So the chief executive, Dave Calhoun, he's due to step down at the end of the year. The head of Boeing Commercial Airplanes, the bit that builds passenger planes, has already been changed. Stan Deal left earlier this year, and he was replaced by Stephanie Pope, who's a high flyer within the organization. So change is happening. And one thing we can absolutely guarantee is that regulatory scrutiny of this company is going to be stronger than it's been in decades.
Yes, it will be. It'd be interesting to see whether the Chinese airlines come up with something in the next few years. And there's even talk about the Brazilian company Embraer making larger aircraft.
Well, Embraer is a substantial aircraft maker in its own right, but it largely focuses on regional aircraft. So this is a step down from the A320s, for example, slightly smaller aircraft. So there have been rumors about them building larger ones for a while, but this is a very serious endeavor. The biggest competitor is likely to be Comac, because they already have an aircraft that's roughly the same size as the 737 MAX or the A320neo. It only has a few hundred orders at the moment because this is a very early stage. But what it clearly intends to do is try to become a major player in China and in Southeast Asia, and then move it further into the market from there.
Theo, you're a gentleman and a scholar. Thank you so much for your time. That is the BBC's business correspondent, Theo Leggett. That's it for now. I'd like to thank my colleagues who help put the show on air every week, Aisling, Helena, Steve and Cormac.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.